he points out for the area with the smoking bit. They want to go down there. I only hope that Kerr has learned that a skunk is not to be interfered with.
Well, I have an idea that these animals that are around here come because you throw garbage out for them and they eat it.
Well, let's forget about the skunk for a minute and tell me about Russell's birth. Because apparently Grandpa and you were there.
Well, I was there. Grandpa wasn't. Well,
what I took you over.
No, Dr. Thayer took me.
All right.
Well, I can tell. I was there. I can tell that story.
Well, what about W.J.? Grandpa, apparently...
Grandpa was there, too. But he left it and went back to Eunice because she was having a fit.
Oh. Why wasn't I there?
Well, because Dr. Thayer wanted me to be with him and administer the anesthetic and everything, work with him. He didn't have a nurse. He didn't take a nurse there.
Well, maybe...
He asked me if I would go.
Are you sure Dad didn't drive you over? Didn't Dr. Thayer call?
Dr. Thayer came and got me.
Okay, well, maybe Daddy stopped over.
He might have gone. He might have stopped over.
Okay, let's figure. If you remember being there, you must have stopped over.
I think I remember.
And I remember, too, that Mrs. Peters got supper for us and went out and got some pork chops and cooked a meal because we were waiting on the baby. Helping Esther with pains and everything.
And you say W.J. was there?
I don't remember. I know that Grandpa was over there, but left.
He was there. He at least came.
Went back to Eunice. Yeah.
But Eunice never came. Didn't come.
No, she didn't come. She had nothing to do with it. Well, nobody realized in our family, our Grandma and Gramps, that she was pregnant. Now, the boys may have known because... certainly Floyd knew, and the way that Grandma and Grandpa got word of it was that Mrs. Peters came over and talked to them and told them that Esther was pregnant and that Floyd was the one that got her pregnant. And Mrs. Peters had kept thinking that they'd know about it, and they hadn't realized it at all. Because Esther was just at the age where she was blossoming, and Grandpa was being so proud of how well she looked and what a nice form she had. And Grandma didn't like that one bit, didn't like Grandpa to mention it. And so then when Grandpa and them knew that Esther was said to be pregnant, he called Dr. Thayer, and Dr. Thayer came out to the house, and he took Esther upstairs to one of the bedrooms and examined her, and he came downstairs and he told Gram and Gramp that she was pregnant in several months, and couldn't imagine why we didn't know. And so then when the time came and she was going to have the baby, Grandpa was in a lot of agony. He didn't know what to do because he didn't know whether to have her stay home and have her baby and raise it there or what. And he finally said, "We will go to Peter's." Mrs. Peters had said she could come there and have it. Said, "We'll go to Peters because that will show definitely who the father is." Because he had a lot of hired men there still, quite a few. And he didn't want them to be involved or anybody blamed but the real father. So that's why Grandpa thought that she better go to Peter's to have the baby.
Then did she marry Herbert before or after the baby was born?
After. nothing popped at the, until at the very last, you see, where she was going to have the baby.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So then she was, when she was ready to have the baby, Dr. Thayer, I had Joan and knew all about birth and whatever, and so he, Grandma wouldn't have anything to do with it. And she just couldn't. So I said I would. I told Dr. Thayer I would. So they got it. Maybe Grandpa took Esther over there. Maybe that's the way she got over there.
She hadn't been living there?
No. She'd been living at home here, the big house. I think maybe Grandpa took her over and left her, and then Dr. Thayer came and got me and took me over. Because when I got there, Grandpa had either been there or was there and just leaving to go back to Eunice, because she was having a terrible time. But she wouldn't go. So I stayed the rest of the day and acted as nurse, and gave her the anesthetic, worked with Dr. Thayer through the whole thing. And if Ron was there, I just don't remember. He may have been. But I was so busy with Esther and in a different room where I was with Dr. Thayer. Mm-hmm. And it was not a hard birth, but it took quite a while. It was her first baby.
Well, I wouldn't have been surprised if Dad had come over, had driven over independently and stayed a while.
I wouldn't have either, but I just don't know.
So if you remember going over there, I bet that's probably how it happened.
I don't remember. Seems to me that I was there off and on.
Well, the only reason that I couldn't say for sure was that Mrs. Peters said to feed us all. I doubted if Ron would make one more for her to feed.
But he might have
he might have
dropped in off and on.
But and Grandpa may have stayed for a while too, you see, too, mm-hmm. while I was there. But finally there was just Dr. Thayer and I, and Esther, and then she had this little boy, and the baby was very cute and pretty. Perfect. Lovely looking child. And I remember Esther suffered quite a bit with pains, but we kept giving her chloroform and would put her to sleep a little while, and she'd wake up again with big pains. But Dr. Thayer would just tell me when to put it up to her nose. And, mm-hmm. You know, we got her through it all right, and she was. So then she stayed. Those were the days when they kept you in bed for two weeks,
mm-hmm.
and you had a baby. So Esther stayed right there at Peters with the baby, and Mrs. Peters helped her, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But Grandma never went. Somebody telephoned one day when we were all at the table at noon at Grandma's house, and told Grandma that quoted something from the Bible to Grandma. Grandma was so mad she hung up her feet.
You mean somebody called anonymously?
Yeah.
And
quoted something from the Bible about kindness or something.
Not about adultery or something like that?
No. It was something that made Grandma mad. But they weren't kind enough to Esther. They didn't take her in, forgive her, and so forth. And Grandma just hit the thing up. She was so mad. And it was someone that called right when we were at the noon meal. And people were all sitting around.
Huh.
Well, Eloise said...
Do you remember that, Dad?
The
anonymous phone call to Grandma?
No.
That's remarkable.
You must have been there, because we were living at Grandma's, or else we were over there for a noon meal. I remember I had little Joe on my lap.
So what were you going to say, Dad?
I don't remember now. No, I can't remember. Oh, but Grandpa wanted to take Esther back to the farm.
Yeah.
And with the baby. And Grandpa and Grandma wouldn't stand for it.
No, she wouldn't have it. He also had me write a letter before the baby came to a Catholic institution that took in wayward girls, as girls that were going to be unwed mothers, and told them about Esther and asked if they would take her. And they refused. And I typed the letter for them, so I know about that.
Do you recall Esther's coming? I should think going from a family of two boys to having a 5-year-old or 6-year-old girl come in, that might have been something you noticed.
No, I don't remember that. I just remember Esther being there.
Uh-huh.
And she was our little sister. And she grew up with us.
Mm-hmm. Well, one peculiar thing happened. The day that she was going to be buried, I got out a big black book, not so big, with pictures of that Grandma had put together. And there was a big picture of Esther, who was on the outside of a porch swing, and then one of the brothers, Ronald or Craig or Trevor, there on that side. And there were other pictures on the page, but that one was the big one, and it was a good one of Esther. It showed her whole self and her little white stockings and Mary Jane's on her feet and so forth. It looked like it was a Sunday afternoon. And then I found in the book a little picture like this of Esther with a profile. And she was then about 15. And it was a pretty little picture. And I had told Mr. Cox that I had those pictures and that I would see that he got them. And he thanked me and wanted to have them. When I got home, I had left it on a place like this, open, where those two pictures were.
Mm-hmm.
When I got home, the book was gone, and I have never found it since.
Well, this was after Grandma died, though.
It was just that when Esther died.
Well, how strange.
I was going to give it to Mr. Cox,
her
husband. And that was all we had in the house of Esther. And
Were there other family pictures in the book?
Yeah, it was one of those big black books, and I've only found one since then. And it was here and open and ready to take to Mr.
How strange.
It was one of the strangest things that ever happened to me. And I couldn't find, I've never found it. So.
Well, before she could get to die to Mr. Cox, Esther's last husband, Cox had died.
No, I could have got to him when for several weeks after that. He died, I think, he lived down around for a couple of years. But I never got to go over and call on him, because I had intended for you and me to go over and give him those two pictures.
When did Esther die?
That I don't know. Not many years ago, prior to 1981, probably 5 years ago.
Could have been about that. Because this grandson of hers came and gave the eulogy, and said how much he loved his grandmother and what a fine person she was. And he gave a very nice talk, and he was a fine-looking boy.
What church was it held at?
Chopier Church.
perhaps so. And this grandson was on the special team of the Washington Redskins. And he got special tickets for his mother to come down and see him play in Chicago.
And the mother got tickets for Esther, too.
Yeah, Esther had tickets for her.
Yeah, his grandmother.
Well, that's interesting. Mother saying she gave her a couple of nice parties while she was there. Gave her one party with all her boyfriends and things there, and they had a treasure hunt, you say?
Yeah.
Around the farm?
And then they all came back to our house and had refreshments.
All came back to the little house and had refreshments. Dan Liotis was working on the farm at that time. Inviting Esther's friends, and suddenly they realized Stanley was just about the same age. So Ron invited Stanley to the party too. Stanley said what, Ronald? Thank you, Ronald. Thank you, Ronald. Now, is this from Tannhäuser? The final chorus? Since we're still talking about Esther, I'll put it on the tape. You were saying,
well,
she was a little sneak, but...
She must have been a little sneak, but possibly the Calvinistic or Methodistic family in which she came to live had something to do with her sneakiness. But if she wanted to show off good clothes and be generous to her friends and so forth, she had to secure money, and she did that by stealing here and there.
Mm-hmm. I certainly don't think it would be very nice to run.